Happy Thursday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Now I have a full studio. Here with some folks from the Caring Neighbors Committee. Here with Christine Day, Janet Armstead, and Donna Guerin. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How are we doing? A lot of rain still.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, needed. Very needed. But it is definitely wet outside. Have an umbrella if you have one. I need to find mine. I don't know where it's at. We didn't have any rain really over the summer, so I totally blanked on wherever I left my umbrella. But here with folks from the Caring Neighbors Committee, and you have a cancer fundraising event that's going to be Saturday, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Columbian Theater in Wamego this weekend. Before we get too much into that, whoever wants to start, just kind of describe what Caring Neighbors is and what it's about.
Okay, Caring Neighbors is a group of people that got together 3 years ago when a couple came down with cancer within 3 weeks of each other. And as friends of theirs, we organized a big fundraiser for them. And they said that, yes, they would accept help if we would continue to do that. So this is the culmination of that, and Caring Neighbors was created.
Kind of one good act just turning into a lot of good acts.
Correct, yeah.
And this fundraiser that we have Saturday, Christine, if you want to describe a little more about what it entails.
Yes, we're having, it's going to be a $10 admission per adult coming into the Columbian Theater.
Donation.
It'll be a donation. And then we have, we're starting out with a silent auction downstairs right after it opens up. The Kansas State Pep Band is going to be playing outside the Columbian Theater from 6:15 to 6:45 to sort of a kickoff and greeting people coming into the event. We're also going to do, starting at 7 o'clock, a live auction upstairs in the theater along with entertainment. And we have some big names coming in. The Barefoot Dixieland Band from Manhattan will be performing along with Main Street. Leroy Johnson is a very renowned pianist in our area. He will be performing, and then some of my students will be performing.
Your students?
Yes, my music students. So.
And where do you teach music?
I'm retired after 42 years, but I have private lessons in Wamego.
So. Oh, very cool. Very cool. And we're talking about the Caring Neighbors group, committee members. Christine Day, who you just heard speaking. We also have Janet Armstead and Donna Guerin in studio with us talking about a cancer fundraising event that will be Saturday, 6 to 10 at Columbia Theater in Wamego. And Donna, if you just kind of want to expand more, maybe talk about your involvement in this group and what got you involved.
Well, Chris and I last summer, well, I helped first of all with the fundraiser that we had 3 years ago. And then Chris and I last summer went on the Santa Fe Trail trip together, and we rode in the van together, and we got to visiting, and I said, we need to pick this up, and we need to get it started again. So that's kind of where we went, and we started getting a group together last August, and we've had a few little fundraisers, you know, since then, but this is our big, big fundraiser here this Saturday night.
So. The kind of the biggest one, because this is still a pretty new group from what it sounds like you said.
Yes, we really only started, we've been going here right at a year now, trying to get this going and getting the word out.
And so far, how is, I'm sure you've been busy.
Yes.
It sounds like you've been busy organizing this event, but
yes.
You're only this busy if there's a need, I assume, and it seems like there is
that. Right.
There's a huge need, and especially in the Wamego area, and we've been having booths at the Oktoberfest and the Tulip Festival and things like that. But the whole idea of this weekend is to put some major money in the coffers so we can start helping other people that need help with their cancer, like insurance deductibles and expenses going to and from their cancer treatment.
Because it's expensive. Just like a lot of medical issues, especially when you get towards cancer treatments, those sort of things, it gets very pricey, and it could be just a huge total change of life for folks, not only just dealing with that, but just the financial side of it as well. How many members strong is Caring Neighbors right now?
Oh, we have about, 7 or 8 of us?
committee.
For the core group. But yes. The volunteers that have brought, we have over 90 auction items.
Oh, yes.
For this weekend, live and silent auction. So the community has really responded in their attempt to help us out here.
Any highlights on some of those auction items?
Mm-hmm. I personally wrote to Bill Snyder and just told him who we are and what we are and what we were doing. And very quickly and graciously, we picked up a KSU football helmet autographed by him and a football and an autographed picture. So I was very appreciative that he went ahead very quickly and donated those items. And we have other features are a couple tickets to the men's basketball game with K-State versus Texas Tech. We have football tickets to the Kansas State KU game, football game. Also, we're selling donations of bison meat, beef, and hog. So there's a lot of big items. There's
a couple grills on the list. And
I mean, all that sounds great. Yeah. That's all in my wheelhouse. I want everything that you just mentioned.
There's also a lot of baskets and things that have been created by different groups and gift certificates from a lot of the businesses in town. One thing we'd like everyone to know is that this is all a voluntary thing. All the groups that are performing for us have volunteered their time. We receive no pay whatsoever. Everything that is raised this weekend goes back to help those cancer victims.
100% return, basically.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
We're here with folks from the Caring Neighbors Committee talking about the cancer fundraising event Saturday, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Columbian Theater in Wamego. Obviously, a lot of entertainment, silent auction, live auction on some of those items that you just heard. Just got about a minute left. Besides checking out this fundraiser Saturday, Janet, if folks want to become involved and help out, what are some ways they can reach you guys and get involved?
Okay, we work through the Kansas Rural Communities Foundation, and so anyone can make a donation to that entity and just write on the memo line, Caring Neighbors, and it will go straight to our account for those cancer victims.
We also have a Facebook account that they can get on and check us out through Facebook.
Because I'm sure you're always needing volunteers and would accept more volunteers.
Oh, sure.
Oh yes.
Very good.
And we are, through the Rural Community Foundation, we're a 501c3. So it's a tax-deductible situation. So, you know, through donations and coming to help, because we're going to be doing other events through the years, yes, we'll take any volunteers to help. You bet.
Very good. Very great cause. And, again, just so much the character of this area is a lot of folks coming together like this to volunteer their time. Thanks so much for sharing that information with us. Caring Neighbors Committee members, Janet Armstead, Christine Day, and Donna Gearing, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Stay dry. Get those umbrellas out.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for coming in. Missing today's In Focus. It'll be online a little bit later today, on demand at newsradiokman.com. Thanks for listening. See everybody tomorrow.
Good job this morning, Brady. We've got RCPD and tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus. Rest of the lineup for the day, Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon, and the Royals at Tampa Bay tonight. Coverage at 5:30. It's 10 o'clock at K-Man.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. K-M-A-N, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the